Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Audio courtesy of this show and ESPN. I'm going to get to this here in just a moment. This Drew Holiday trade to the Portland Trail Blazers and what it might mean for the Cavaliers or what it wouldn't mean for the Cavaliers. Danny Cunningham is in.
Hello.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I want Owen in on this as well. If Mitch wants to jump in, fine. We'll see. I need help. I need help interpreting a dream. I had a dream last night.
Ooh.
It was a harrowing ordeal.
Tell me more.
I survived a plane crash.
Oh my God.
In the dream.
What?
And I woke up and I go, that's not good. The dreams about plane crashes, that ain't good.
So are you scared to fly now?
Oh, I've been scared to fly my whole life. I have many fears. Snakes, flying, heights, exercise, lots of fears. And planes. You know, that's just one of the things that leaving the ground and all that stuff. When I think I've had like one pleasant sort of thing of flying, and that was it. And everything else, I've been just terrified of the whole experience, and I don't like it. And then I swear to God, I know the dream vividly. We get on the plane, and I was with my buddy. Was I with Tone? It was either Tone or my buddy Brett. One of the two.
Sounded pretty like, vivid so
well,
far.
Hold on. That's a great point. It's a great point. We were leaving the airport. I get in, and I'm like, I am in the front row.
First class, nice.
There's like nothing but seat. It was a big plane.
Congratulations on all your success.
So I'll tell you what it was. You want me to tell you the scenario? I don't want to tell you the scenario full on because I don't want to scare other people.
You got a flight number?
I swear to God, it was like Browns preseason. And we were coming back from someplace. And it was like, there was two planes, and one of them was like, hey, you're going to get on the plane with like you and the other radio people, and you guys are going to be with like the second teamers and third teamers and fourth teamers and all that stuff. Like I was on the plane with, as of right now, Shador.
I was going to ask which quarterbacks were on the plane.
If he's fourth team quarterback right now, then we were on the plane together. So we go. There's the cockpit is below us. It's like right in front of us, but below us. I can't see the pilots.
Okay.
And there's nothing but sky in front of us. And I'm like, I can't believe they sat me in the front. This ain't good.
So like you can see out into the sky.
I can see. Out of this, but we're parked in the parking lot, airport right then and there. So the plane takes off, right? And immediately someone right next to me, whoever it was, whether it's a Lima or Brett, the dark haired man, starts freaking out. I'm like, stop it. This isn't good for me either. And you freaking out isn't making it any better. And we're taking off. And as we're taking off, like everything below the ground starts to turn into like Mario Kart. I'm going somewhere here. Hold on. And there's like this thing spinning, like a windmill thing spinning, but like you would see it in Mario Kart. And I heard the pilot like, hey, you want to turn the wing here? And as they turned the wing, they're like, too late. And it clipped the windmill. And I'm going, that ain't good. That ain't good. And for a second, it stabilized. I go, still ain't going to be good. And the guy, like, I swear to God, I heard the cockpit go, we're going down. I went, this is it. Can't believe it's happening to me. Here we go.
What a terrifying dream to have.
I swear to God, I go, just close your eyes. It'll all be over soon.
And then you survived.
I opened my eyes. And the guy goes, we're going to land it in the river. And I'm sitting there going, I'm not kidding you guys, man. I can't make this up. I have my fingers crossed and I'm going, just don't catch on fire. 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 We go. We hit the water. We slide. We're starting to do like a 360 in the water. Nothing catches on fire. We're all good.
Everybody survived. Yeah.
And they're going, well, we'll get another plane for you. Go, I ain't getting on another plane. I'm getting on a bus. And I woke up and I go, man, that was a bad dream. And then I went, oh, that's fairly significant. It was like 2 a.m. So I couldn't even say it was like the witching hours 3. So like the devil wasn't talking to me yet. So I had to go from that. And then that was it. And I woke up. But I had another dream as well where there was a goat-headed person coming after me. That was
a wild night.
And if you have a goat-headed person coming after you, that's Beelzebub. So I had a wild-ass night. I don't know why. I don't know what I had before dinner, but I had pizza. That's what I had.
A dream about a plane crash can signify a sense of being overwhelmed, losing control, or facing a major setback in one's life.
You got something going on you want to talk about?
Plane crash?
No.
What about survive? Oh, well, what about surviving the plane crash?
It doesn't say. Get more specific in here. It just says plane crash.
I want Google.
You obviously survived. This is not a Nightmare on Elm Street scenario where you didn't make it through.
But Google dreaming about surviving a plane crash. Because, I mean, we were getting off the plane, like, on those, like, those raft things.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll get another plane for, like, everybody was so nonchalant. And I'm going, I ain't getting on another plane. And then I woke up. Mitch was going to say something.
I do have an interpretation of surviving a plane crash, meaning okay. If you want it. It's from dreams.co.uk says, dreaming about sounds a plane legit. Crash, but surviving has a positive meaning. It symbolizes your ability to overcome challenges or any obstacles in your path and start a fruitful period in your life.
Fruitful. Okay. What about when there's a goat-headed person coming after you in your childhood home? What does that tell you?
It could be linked to themes of primal urges, rebellion, or even the darker aspects of the subconscious.
Lucifer.
Sounds to me like you had a wild night.
Beelzebub.
I'd feel pretty good about where you stand if you didn't have that second dream. I do think surviving the plane crash in a dream, pretty good sign for what's to come. The second dream can't say the same.
Well, the other thing with the plane crash, too, is that it could mean abandoning a toxic relationship, according to Miller's Guild.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Ken.
Lima has the week off. Tone has the week off.
Well, you know, if he was here, because he got me to watch it as well, we would be talking about the rehearsal season 2, which was nothing but a man teaching himself to fly a 737 and then flying that 737, and that's all we would talk about right now. So
you and Lima?
Oh, you would be a part of it, too, and you'd have no clue what's going on.
No.
He loves this show.
Really?
Yes.
And what's it on? HBO?
Max.
Oh, HBO oh Max. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, whatever they're calling themselves this week. Yeah, who knows? Okay. I have never seen the rehearsal. I started the first episode of Righteous Gemstones Season 4, but that's as far as I went. All right. So I got that I'm off my chest.
I'm just glad you're here.
Yeah.
After that terrifying ordeal.
What should I be more worried about?
The second one.
The plane crash or the goat head?
I think the goat head.
The person had a goat head, man. And when I woke up the second time, I was like, that's the devil.
All the dream interpretations say surviving a plane crash is good. That's a good dream.
All right.
Can't say the same about the second one.
No.
That's tough.
I remember a lot of my dreams. I remember so many of my dreams, man. I have these dreams, and there's times, I swear to you, I think I have, what's it called, where you see things beforehand, you have the premonitions of beforehand, like, they're not psychic, but kind of psychic.
Yeah.
But it's always of innocuous things. Like, I will have this dream, I swear to you, where I'll just, like, move an envelope. And then later on in the week, I will move an envelope and go, that happened in a dream earlier, man. Like, I'm telling you, they're subconscious, it's there, man.
Do you have a recurring dream?
Yeah.
It's about moving an envelope.
Well, I just got no this envelope way. Sitting here.
It's so that he can send people like Don Staley thank you letters for coming on the show.
I have, well, So what's the matter with sending some thank you letters to famous people for coming on the show? What's wrong with that? Someone's got to be nice around here.
He wants to show off his handwriting.
You know what? No, because my handwriting is, you know, this is chicken scratch. This is my cursive.
And that's nicer than anything I've ever written.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to deal with it.
Every time you post something on the internet that has your handwriting, the immediate comments are how nice your handwriting
is. Thank you.
Oh,
that's half the reason I do it.
Yes, and that's why you send thank you letters too.
I'm messing with you.
Don Staley gets, wow, this guy knows how to write.
Idea. Well, hopefully that makes her come on even more on the show. I'd like to hear her. I like, where the hell was I going to say?
About the recurring dream.
Oh, the reoccurring dream. Thank you. This is sad. This is pathetic, actually.
Yep.
The reoccurring theme dream I have. Well, do you want me to tell it or not?
Oh, go ahead.
I'm back playing high school football. I'm still not good. And I'm like always late to a game or practice or something. And the worst part about it is I'm still bad. I'm not good.
Even in your dreams.
And they're like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I don't know why I'm here, to be honest with you. I mean, it happens. It happens more than a handful of times a year, to be honest with you. And I'm like, back in high school football, and I don't know what thing I need to have closure on to end that, to not have those dreams.
That's easy for anybody that's listened to the show for any amount of time.
What's that?
This is all going back to the knee injury. Do you wake up tomahawk chopping?
No! No!
Like you did when they wheeled you off the Canton McKinley football field that day.
I don't have closure of high school football.
That's gotta be it.
I broke my leg and I was bad. Let's underline, I was also not good.
You were also.
So what?
Giving the crowd the old salute.
Danny, I did not tomahawk chop as they carted me out of the stadium.
Not what I heard.
I did give somebody, as I went carted by, I did give them a thumbs up. I couldn't walk, but other than that.
Not the tomahawk chop, though.
No, there was no tomahawk chopping.
I'm going to read it on the internet.
No.
Google former Perry football players on the internet right now and see what stories you see. You'll see it.
Put the safety back on, sir. And that's surprising to say it to you. I expect it out of somebody sitting in that chair, not this one. Anywho, yeah, so if you want to interpret my dream, go right on ahead. Cavs did not make a trade yesterday.
No.
Drew Holiday made a trade yesterday. Well, he didn't make the trade.
He was in the trade.
They called him up and said, hey, Drew, you want to do this?
Drew Holiday was in the trade to the Portland Trail Blazers. What, if anything, does it mean for the Cleveland Cavaliers in their future, Danny?
So I think that this is one that probably makes the Boston Celtics a little bit better than what they are, but the Celtics are not a finished product at this point. And I think as Boston looks to navigate this year and get out of the second apron and get under the tax, which is what their goal for this offseason is, they're not going to be a factor to me in the Eastern Conference. That is what this means to me. I think that this is the start of not some massive teardown for Boston, but of some sort of teardown. The East is Cleveland's to take. And I think that this trade is just another piece of evidence pointing towards that.
So do I want to make a trade now if I'm the Cleveland Cavaliers?
It depends what's available to you.
You just wrote Cleveland's to take.
It is. It depends what is available to you. I don't think that the Cavs are in a spot where they should make a trade to make a trade. Do I think that there should be things that are worth looking at changes? Absolutely. But I don't think that this is a case, and I know we will get into the Darius Garland stuff.
Hell yeah, we will.
But this isn't a case where you just trade Darius Garland away to trade Darius Garland away. You don't trade Jared Allen away just to trade Jared Allen away. You listen, you explore what's there, but you don't do it just to do it. That doesn't make sense. I think there is certainly risk if you are Kobe Altman in the Cavs front office. There's risk in standing pat.
Tell me
but
why.
There's risk in making a move.
What was the record of the Portland Trail Blazers at the end of the year?
I believe they were 36 and 46.
36 and 46 at the end of the year. So what's the reason for the Portland Trail Blazers trading for Drew Holiday?
Because of what they did following, I believe it was January 1st or maybe it was December 15th. They had a really good record after that point. Mm-hmm. They got off to a terrible start last year. They were a team that looked to be in the tank. I think they might have been 10 and 27 at some point in the season. And then they were one of the better teams in the Western Conference down the stretch. It just wasn't good enough to make the playoffs. They are a team that thinks with some of the pieces that they have that they can be competitive for like the seventh seed in the West next year.
All right, so what are they building to? Because this is a man who just turned 35 years old, Drew Holiday. So what are you building towards if you're the Portland Trail Blazers trading for a 35-year-old forward?
I think this is something that, one...
Excuse me, guard.
I think it shows belief in Scoot Henderson a little bit
Lord
more.
Lord almighty.
Because I don't know that they had enough room for Anfernee Simons and Scoot Henderson in their backcourt.
And?
I think that this is something showing belief in Shaedon Sharpe and Denny Avdia as a potential franchise-type cornerstone piece.
First time that name's been mentioned on this show.
It is.
Maybe the last.
Probably. And it also kind of brings in the culture standpoint. You have to, at a certain point, you have to learn how to win. And Drew Holiday knows how to win. I don't think he's going to be somebody that is impacting championships ever again in his career with where he's at just in terms of years.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to bring a culture to Portland. He's going to show them how to win, and that's something that they can use moving forward once he's maybe not part of that puzzle.
We were discussing something during the break because, you know, Christopher McDonald, the actor who plays Shooter McGavin, came on our show last year, and he broke the news that there was going to be a Happy Gilmore 2
right
on our station, on our show. And we got the new Happy Gilmore 2 coming out where? In the end of next month? Is it July 25th?
I believe so.
Happy Gilmore 2. And you asked me real quick before the break, during the break, you said, how do you think that's going to go? And I remember I had strong feelings against the remake of Roadhouse to the point where I didn't see the remake of Roadhouse. And my wife was like, you like Roadhouse, just watch. And she watched the remake of Roadhouse. She's like, it's not very good.
Well, you didn't see the new Twisters movie either,
I didn't see that either. And Liz admitted that she didn't like that movie. It was like, yeah, it was not what it was cooked up to be. I don't care for remakes. I'm okay with sequels. And so for Happy Gilmore 2, the first movie was so insane that I don't know how they can make a bad one. I like continuing the story. I don't like trying to remake the story. Like King of the Hill. I'm excited for King of the Hill coming out in August. And the point is that they're picking up where they left. Well, they're not picking up where they left off. They're picking up years after where they left off, where everybody's like a little bit older. So we'll see how this one goes. But I don't know how you can mess up animation. But yeah, just the short thing of it, I don't like remakes. Like if they make a new Days of Thunder, don't make a new Days of Thunder. Just do Days of Thunder 2.
Right.
According to Jeff Gordon and Tom Cruise. Just do that.
Still more thunder.
It's more thunder. You don't just have one thunderstorm. There's more thunder that comes right around the corner. Can't bring Dom Simpson back, but everything else you can just about do. Robert Duvall's still with us at like 90,000 years old, but Robert Duvall's still with us. Hell of an actor. Maybe could do that. I don't know if he's interested in acting, but just pointing out, yeah, I think the Happy Gilmore 2 will be a good one. Kevin O'Connor. He is a man who's a bit of a fire starter when it comes to the NBA. And Kevin O'Connor, he was on the Kevin O'Connor show on Yahoo Sports and said that Darius Garland may have been included in these Kevin Durant talks.
Gambadoro did say to me on the podcast earlier that the Cleveland Cavaliers were one of the sleeper teams for Kevin Durant. That at least shows they have a willingness to take big swings. I heard that they offered Garland in that deal for Kevin Durant. Garland is not Evan Mobley. But to your point, if they were to think about something like that, and when exploring a KD deal, they've at least shown a willingness to think big and go for a big star player. So maybe they would. Maybe they would. That's all I'm adding to that.
Audio again, courtesy of the Kevin O'Connor Show, Yahoo Sports. Are the Cavs dealing, or is Durant just Durant?
I think that the Cavs are always going to make the call. I think that is the one thing that we have to understand about this front office. And I don't think that they get to where they're at in terms
of their... Make the call on anybody?
On anybody good that's available, they're going to call. It doesn't mean it's going to be a fit, but think about some of the moves that have built this Cavs team. Right?
Yeah.
Nobody expected them to find their way into a James Harden trade, but that's what they did. That's how they got Jared Allen. Mm-hmm. Nobody expected them to do a sign and trade with the Chicago Bulls for Lauri Markkanen, but that happened. Nobody had them as a potential landing spot for Donovan Mitchell, and then they came out of nowhere and made that trade in September of 2022. Mm-hmm. So Kobe Altman has operated since taking over as the lead decision maker in that way to where he is always going to make the call. They called the Suns. I don't know that it's necessarily true to say that there was some formal offer that they gave Phoenix. Darius Garland certainly would have been part of that had they made one. I think that they called and they checked in on it because that's what they do. But I don't think that this was ever something that was very close. Like, I don't think that the Cavs were almost trading for Kevin Durant.
I agree with you.
I think they checked in and realized, okay, this is not just trading Darius Garland for Kevin Durant. You're trading Darius Garland. Isaac Okoro would have needed to be part of that deal, which everybody would be fine with. Then they would have also had to trade DeAndre Hunter or Jared Allen, because you have to trade, essentially, if you're going to land Kevin Durant, you have to send out roughly $70 million in salary to get back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
His $54 million because of the restrictions they have of being a second apron team. It was not something that was going to happen, but they called and checked in because that's what they do.
I might have to come out and admit that it's a tank for another team in town coming up at 6:43 this morning. 216-474-0092. So, well, when it comes to like Kevin Durant, like there is a special 1%. Like, I still think Kevin Durant is a tremendous basketball player. Like, I know that there's, we got Nick on Sundays with Daryl, and Nick keeps talking about bringing back LeBron. I'm not trying to open up that can of worms with you right now. What I'm saying, though, is that there still is players that are of an advanced age that are significant. It's just, what are you willing to deal with when it comes to that significance? LeBron has his own set of circumstances. That's why I just put that one on the shelf for another day. I'm sure it'll get brought up naturally, but I put that on the shelf for another day. When it comes to Kevin Durant, I still think, is a lot better than what people realize. I just think that a lot of people look at him as a malcontent and a problem because he is going on his fifth team. And I think because he's been on so many teams, I think he's torpedoed his own legacy.
I think so, to an extent, too.
To basketball, to inside basketball fans, people who are to basketball first fans, I think that they think that that's a dumb statement. I know that he's a great player. I know he's a one percenter. I know he's easily a Hall of Famer, but who isn't at this point? But I think he's been that special group of players. But I think to a general fan, when they look back at this generation, they'll think LeBron, they'll think Steph, they'll think Giannis, they'll think a couple other players. And then it will be, oh, yeah, Kevin Durant. Like, when you're, oh, yeah, that guy, instead of top of mind, I think you hurt your own legacy. That pointed out, I still think he's a tremendous basketball player and would certainly help out the Cleveland Cavaliers. But is he, I have to ask this, does he still have the killer instinct to be the type of leader on a team that's trying to go for the gusto? That was the whole Houston argument that happened yesterday with a lot of folks out there, which you don't know if that's still his case. I mean, he's not the whole argument with Gary Payton on the sidelines. Like, yeah, you ain't Gary Payton at 38 years old. You ain't where he was. But at the same time, while you're great, are you willing to make the sacrifices that are needed to take that team to the finals?
I think if you're asking Kevin Durant to come in and be the leader, you're misguided.
You are absolutely misguided.
I think that is something that you have to be careful about.
Yes.
Like, I do not think that is that is a position that you want to be in as a franchise. And Houston, maybe you can make the case that Ime Udoka is the leader in Houston,
but
because he's the guy that set that culture. That's a young team that hasn't necessarily had a leader. Maybe it was Dylan Brooks and now he's gone, obviously.
Is that why? And I think that that's maybe part of the reason why the Cavaliers were trying to maybe see if they could do anything. Now, I don't believe anything that was going to happen because of the owners. But was that part of the reason? Because if you look at the Cavs, the unquestioned leader is Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
Without question. Would it be a perfect situation for him? Because Giannis, I think, is a very dominant personality behind the scenes and is a person that's going to have things done his way. I think that there's other, and you may disagree with that. I think there's other guys that they have that killer instinct and you're going to do things their way. I don't find Kevin Durant to be that guy. And so maybe when it comes to one percenters, like, okay, this might actually be the perfect trade scenario where if it were 28 other teams that they could possibly trade with, other than the Phoenix Suns, maybe they would have got a deal done for Kevin Durant this summer.
See, I don't think that's true just because I think things are so complicated with what they would have had to do.
And they can't offer the picks?
Because, one, they can't offer the picks. They would have had to send out so much money. The owner's thing, I think, is a conversation worth having. Like, mm-hmm. I would be surprised if the Suns and the Cavs are in the business of making trades with Matt Ishbia owning that team and mm-hmm. Dan Gilbert owning this one. And I do, the one thing I'll push back on about Durant behind the scenes, it's not just the number of teams he's played for. Think of how many coaches he's played for in the last 5 years. It's
been a lot.
Because that is part of it, too. And not to say that Kevin Durant has gotten all these guys fired, because I don't think that would exactly be a fair statement. But I do think that you have to look at it and say, okay, well, what happened in Brooklyn? Oh, the guy who is the head coach of the Cavs now was fired partially because of Kevin Durant, I think it's fair to say. Then he leaves Brooklyn. How many coaches did he play for in Phoenix? He played for 3 different coaches in 3 years there.
Yeah.
That's something that you have to look at and say, okay, is the juice worth the squeeze here? Kevin Durant is a Hall of Fame basketball player. He's a top 20 guy all time. I think it's probably fair to say.
But wouldn't they have talked to Kenny at all before they were interested in any of this when it comes to, all right, Darius Garland is a 2-time All-Star, a great young player. He's not Kevin Durant. He never will be Kevin Durant, for crying out loud. Let's not be crazy here. Sure. I know I've defended him like nuts, but good God. And Kevin Durant is an all-timer. Durant, I don't think, wants leadership. Yes, there's a history there with him and Kenny Atkinson, but when you have the leadership group of Donovan Mitchell being in his own right, and then the people he keeps close around him, possibly that would be something that would work. That's why I think, like, hey, the Cavs being involved in that, I don't think it's as surprising as what some people may think.
No, I don't think
it's... And I don't think it's as desperate as what some people might think either.
Well, and I don't think it was realistic to ever happen, too. That is the other thing. And mm-hmm. I think part of when you make these calls, and part of the way that the Cavs have built their rosters by doing what? By jumping into an existing trade and finding a way to better themselves as a third part of that deal. And maybe that is something that could have happened there. It doesn't seem like this trade is going to expand from two teams to anything bigger. But that is something that could have happened too. And I don't think that you get to that point unless you make the call early too. And I think that's something Kobe Altman's been very good at in his time as the lead decision maker for the Cavs.
822, Lance Reisland will join us on the show, special to Cleveland.com, former head coach in Northeast Ohio, going to join us on the show. Boy, he's younger looking than what he is. He told me his age. I went, what?
I don't think I've ever actually seen him.
Oh, he's in tremendous shape. I saw him at Browns camp a couple of weeks ago. Looking forward to having Lance on the show. I want to know which rookie quarterback is closer to starting. If you follow any of the Cleveland.com stuff, he's really great at breaking down film, really great at seeing what guys are doing.
Power rank our most in-shape guest.
Oh, jeez.
Let's go. You can add Danny if you want.
Danny's a guest host.
He's
Danny
a guest host today.
I'm a guest, though, too. Show. I come on sometimes.
You're raving about Lance's.
Does Keith count?
No. He's an employee of the station.
But he comes on every now and then against my will.
Not as a guest. He's an uninvited guest.
Yes. He does run-ins on the shows that he employs.
I think for him to be a guest, you have to call him to have him come on. I don't think you do that with Keith.
In-shape guests. All right, this is off the top of my head, so I don't want to upset anybody. I'll say Danny number 2.
Okay.
Lance number 1.
Okay.
Oh, no. Danny number 3, Lance number 2, John Telich number 1.
John Telich runs 114 miles a day.
Yeah. JT. That's my top 3.
He's 38 miles in right now.
There you go. Yeah. That's who wins it. Yeah. Got that off the top of my head. There you go.
Take that, Joe Thomas.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Joe. Well, not so, you know what?
And every NFL player
sucks
that comes
to be this
on,
guy.
It does.
Danny goes off the
I
cliff.
I shouldn't be on it. I'm
now
not in
it's
great
Joe.
Shape.
Now Joe's number three. Then Lance Risland, number two, who will join us at 8:22.
Wow.
And then John Telich is number one.
Lance ahead of Joe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I gotta give Joe something to shoot for. That's why people give fours to Ubers. They want to give him something to shoot for. 216-474-0092. Scott Petrak was on middays yesterday. He says he disagrees with Andrew Berry in the sense of urgency about wide receivers. Hit it.
When it comes to a significant move, the only one I could see possible is receiver. And I don't get a sense from Andrew Berry that he feels it's necessary, that he feels a sense of urgency to go add to that room. I would disagree with him. When I mentioned Fannin and Sampson, I think they consider that part of the receiver room. Okay, how are you going to get the passing attack better? Well, we're going to rely on our tight ends more. We're going to rely on our running backs more. But when you just go the wideout position, I feel they're short. And if there's a big move to be made, you know, big in quotation marks, I think it would have to come at the wideout spot.
Scott's right, but I also think that I think Andrew would know that. I think Andrew's putting makeup on the hog is what he's doing. And I might have to have a come to Jesus moment here in a moment when we play some audio here from Deontay Johnson, of all people. But when it comes to the wide receiver room, you know, they went with Harold Fannin Jr. this last year. I think that when you get guys like who are tight, when you get tight ends and you're focusing on tight ends, yeah, there's guys like George Kittle, but I think a lot of people would imagine that Brock Purdy does have his limitations.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a lot of tight ends there, they become safety valves for quarterbacks with limitations. There are guys that change that, certainly. But for the most part, that's what they are. And I think that Andrew Berry knows that you can't fix everything in one moment. You can't fix everything with one trade. Yeah, you had one of the better wide receiver rooms in the NFL at one point. Remember, those were 2,000-yard wide receivers in that room at one point. It's going to take probably till 2026 or 2027 to actually address that room. Because right now you have...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You have Jerry Jeudy. Nice. You have Cedric Tillman. Okay. And then everybody else is a whatever to the point of Deontay Johnson. People are dusting that name off.
Yeah.
And I don't think, Danny, that you can address it now. And I think that Andrew's made some bad decisions. Andrew's not stupid. He's just made some bad decisions. It would be real stupid to say that, no, wide receivers don't matter. Wide receivers do matter. But he knows that he can't do all that in 1 year. So what he's going to do, he's going to try to help out all these quarterbacks. You have an old quarterback. You have a quarterback that is off the scrap heap now. And you have two rookies. So you're going to help out the running back room because you want to what? You want to be able to hand the ball off and not turn the ball over as best you can. You're going to help out the offensive line by bringing back Joel Bitonio because Zach Zinter isn't ready yet. You're going to hope that DeJuan Jones, and he's taking himself seriously, can play that left tackle position, which I think he can. We'll ask Lance about that coming up at 8:22 this morning. You're going to try to do your best to protect those quarterbacks, especially one guy who's very well known for holding on to the ball too long when he gets his shot to play. And then you're going to bring in another tight end. And you're going to invest on the tight end because you're going to hope that David Njoku is going to be open for him. He should be. You're going to hope that Harold Fannin Jr. can find himself open for him. There's the possibility of that. Yeah, out of the woods, but obviously there's certainly a lot of ceiling there that you could work with, a lot of potential that you could work with. I don't think they're really addressing wide receiver in earnest until 2027.
I don't know if it'll be that long. I do think that there's a world where it could be next offseason, but I think that we have to talk about this team for what it is.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but if they're addressing it next offseason, Danny, then I think that they found their quarterback this year. If they have not found their quarterback this year, then they're using those two picks to get their quarterback next year. That means that big-time wide receiver, because Jerry will just be another year older. No offense to him. He's still a young guy. But the next guy you bring in, I don't think that that's materialized until 2027.
But I do think there are other ways to address it as opposed to just making sure you get somebody in the draft too. Right? Like, I think that you can go out in free agency. And how have we seen Andrew Berry be successful in finding wide receivers? It's been in the trade market with Amari Cooper. Yeah. Jerry Jeudy, like, he's not drafted wide receiver very well. I would say that's one of the areas where he's made some bad decisions throughout his 10 years as Browns general manager. But I look at this, and we have to talk about the Browns for what they are. They're not a team that I think we should be expecting to be all that good. And I do think, as you talk about the development of young quarterbacks, which I think part of this year is going to be about, wide receiver matters more to me when you are a competitive team, when you are a team that is competing to win your division, to go to the playoffs, to win a Super Bowl. The Browns are not going to be doing that this year. What matters to young quarterbacks in development is being able to run the football, not being a one-dimensional team, being able to have a short to intermediate passing game, which to your what you brought up, the tight ends matter, running backs matter in that aspect of things. Having a good offensive line matters. It's not that wide receivers don't matter, because that is just fundamentally not true. They do matter. They matter a lot to having an explosive offense. We're not expecting the Browns to have an explosive offense. There's not a formula for them this year to be a super explosive offensive team. What they have at wide receiver is fine for right now. It's not fine to win them a Super Bowl, but the rest of this roster is not ready for that either.
Well, it brings up a significant point. Here's Deontay Johnson on the Sports and Suits podcast. This was a couple of weeks ago on who he thinks the Browns are going to roll with a quarterback.
He's going to roll with Kenny for right now. Seeing Kenny going like right now with the ones, and then Joe will come in. I think they're probably going to roll with him just like to see, like, just coming off the season he was with Philly and having a Super Bowl. So I think they're going to stick with him through preseason. And then, you know, they can live with what Joe brings to the table.
Let's call it what it is. The most exciting quarterback on this roster is Shedeur Sanders.
Yes, without question.
The most practical quarterback on this roster would seem to be Joe Flacco. The second most practical would be Kenny Pickett. Now, where do you Dylan Gabriel fits into there? I will discuss it with Lance coming up at 8:22. You mentioned the T word on the phone with me.
I did.
Is this season a tank without admitting it? I have to admit that this season is a tank? Because the moves that they've made this offseason, that's not tanking.
No.
Giving Myles Garrett a whole bunch more money and making sure that he's a Brown for the rest of his career and bringing back Joel Bitonio, being encouraging of Joel Bitonio coming back. Not trading away some of the other names, which, yes, again, is easier said than done with dead cap space and everything like that. But again, if you were to be moving on from you-know-who, you don't care about dead cap anymore. You're firmly tanking for everybody to know. Do I have to admit that this year is about the next year and the year after that.
I think so. I think
I don't think that they're willing to admit. That's why I'm not.
It's much easier for us to admit it because we're not in the room. We're not in that locker room. We're not Kevin Stefanski. We're not the guys employed by that franchise in that capacity. We don't have to talk to the players about what the game plan is this week and how, you know, when I say tanking, I don't say they're going out there the way that Hugh Jackson and Sasha Brown did, where they're going to go 1-31 in the next 32 games.
I don't think Hugh lost on purpose.
No, I just think he was a bad coach.
Yeah, I think he made some desperate decisions to try to win, and I think it hurt him.
I don't think the roster is at that point, but I also am smart enough to know the roster's not in a spot where they're going to be competitive this year. They're not going to be competing to win the AFC North. They're not going to be competing to make the playoffs in the AFC. It's a really, really tough conference. It's a really, really tough division. They've got a lot of work to do in order to put themselves in a competitive environment.
What's the end game? Like, I think that that's what's caused. I don't think that there's any lack of excitement for the season to come because I think you have a rookie quarterback that a lot of people have a lot of opinions on and they expect him to play at some point. I think you have a veteran quarterback that a lot of people have a lot of opinions on and they expect him to play at some point. I think you're going to go into the season with four QBs. I think that there's still going to be excitement going into this season, but I think it's frustrating for the general fan where they don't know what the team stands for right now. If you were getting ready to tank it out, I think a lot of people go, fine, you know what? This Deshaun Watson stuff, it ended up being a bust. It's time to set the restaurant on fire and let's get going in another direction. They're not doing that. And when you have a lack of clarity of what the goals officially are, it's going to create a lot of frustration with your fan base on what you should actually do. That's why the whole rookie quarterback thing, which is a thing I want to reset with you coming up later on, that's why that's such a big fight right now, Danny.
The exciting thing about this team this year, what fans should be excited for is that they might have their franchise quarterback on the roster, whether it's Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, or you find out this year that they don't, and then you're excited about who they could draft next April. That is what this is about. I hate to say it's not about wins and losses because we live in a society where results matter, and they matter more in the National Football League than anywhere else.
Yes.
But the reality of the situation is the only result that matters for the Browns this year is figuring out what you have at the most important position in sports.
The reason... And you would be a tanking team if that were the reason, if that were the case. Under the rules of the law, that would be it. But I don't think that they're that way because they won't admit it. They will not come out and admit it because the decisions that they've made are not decisions of what a tanking team would do. Their history clearly in this last offseason would show you this is not a team that intends on losing. This is not a front office that intends on losing games. You know, the team's never intending on losing games, but this is not a front office. When you make those decisions, that is not a front office that's intending on losing games. They've done that before, and I've denied myself in the past before that. This isn't that case. So they will either naturally show what they are very, very soon in this season, or we are going to be going on some type of journey that will probably approach the middle. Will probably approach,
which would be a bad spot to be.
Maybe 7 wins.
Which would not be a great spot to be. But let me ask you this, is what moves have they made that aren't about the future too? Because Myles Garrett, bringing him back about this year, but it's about more than just this year.
Like
Myles Garrett's not going to be bad next year.
No.
He's not going to suddenly just not be good when the Browns are ready to be competitive.
You think he's going to be close as what he is right now at 34 years old?
No, I'm at 34, no.
That's when that ends.
2 years from now, yes.
Wait, he's going to start to fall off at 2 years?
No, I'm going to say he's going to be really good, not this year, yes, but the year after this, too. Like, it's that contract extension was not just about this season.
For that to bear fruit, meaning they are playing in high-level football games with Myles Garrett, he has to keep up this pace for another 3 seasons, including this one.
Yes.
For that to start to bear fruit, as of right now, it may change if one of these rookies hits it out of the park, and we don't know that yet, but until they do it, like, that's still just, you're paying a lot of money for a guy to be on your football team because he's what sells tickets.
Yes.
And that's what Myles Garrett is right now. That's still not a move for your future, in my estimation. 216-474-0092. Is this season a tank without admitting it?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.